Section 4. You will hear a talk on prehistoric cave paintings. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 35. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 35.
Today, we will continue our discussion on prehistoric times with a look at the Lascaux paintings. Lascaux is the location of a complex of caves in southwestern France, which is world famous for its prehistoric cave paintings. Estimates suggest that the paintings are 17,300 years old. The entrance to Lascaux Cave was discovered in September 1940 by 18-year-old Marcel Ravida. He saw that the cave walls were covered with exquisite depictions of a range of large animals. The cave complex was opened to the public in 1948 and received thousands of visitors. However, by 1955, the paintings had been visibly damaged. This was due to gases like carbon dioxide, as well as heat, humidity, and other pollutants produced by thousands of visitors. In order to preserve the art, the cave was closed to the public in 1963. The paintings were then restored to their original state and monitored daily. In 1979, Lascaux was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In total, the cave system contains nearly 2,000 figures, which fall into three categories: animals, humans, and abstract signs. Most of the major images have been painted onto the walls using red, yellow, and black colours. On some of the cave walls, the paint was dabbed on, rather than applied by brush. In other areas, the colour was applied by spraying it through a tube. Where the rock surface was softer, some designs have been cut into the stone. Over 900 images can be recognised as animals, and 605 of these have been precisely identified. Out of these images, there are 364 paintings of equines, as well as 90 paintings of stags. Cattle and bison are also represented, each accounting for about 5% of the images. Other images include a group of cats, a bird, a bear, and a rhinoceros. There are no images of reindeer, even though that was the major food source for the artists.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 36 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 36 to 40.
The Lascaux paintings have been interpreted in many different ways. In recent years, researchers have argued that the images may be prehistoric star charts. According to one theory, the eyes of a bull, a bird, and a birdman may represent the three stars Vega, Altair, and Deneb, which are commonly known as the Summer Triangle. It has also been suggested that some of the dots within some images are an accurate likeness of the constellation Taurus, and others function as a lunar calendar. It has also been claimed that a gallery of figurative images in the biggest part of the cave represents a more extensive map of the stars as they would have appeared in the night sky during the Paleolithic era. There is further evidence in the region to suggest an astronomical link. Other caves that contain Bronze Age artwork in the area appear to have been chosen because their interiors are illuminated by the setting sun on the day of the winter solstice. An alternative theory exists, which suggests that this type of art is spiritual in nature. It is said that the animal images relate to visions that prehistoric man would have experienced during ritualistic dancing, when they would build themselves up into a frenzied, trance-like state. Today, we know that the visions people see when they work themselves up into a trance are actually a product of the human brain. Similarly, researchers have suggested that some of the dot and line patterns which overlap the images of animals are very similar to a hallucination that would be caused by spending a long period of time in a dark place. It has, therefore, been suggested that the connection between culturally important animals and these hallucinations led to prehistoric man inventing image making or the art of drawing. They wanted to copy what they saw onto the cave walls. Some anthropologists and art historians also claim that the paintings could be a record of past hunting successes, or could represent a mystical ritual in order to make future hunting expeditions successful. This theory is supported by the overlapping images of one group of animals in the same location. This suggests that one area of the caves was regularly used to draw animals, perhaps in the belief that it would help guarantee a plentiful hunting trip.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.